Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to King Scott Radio TV. Boy, do we have a gospel explosion for you. In the studio, I have Pastor Carrie Dees Scott. She's going to come right to you in a few minutes, but let's listen to a little Yolanda.
I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid, afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today, when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I open my heart. Oh yes, my heart.
when you've done all you can, and it seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone, all alone? Tell me, what do you give when you give in your all and seems like you can't make it through? Well, you just stand, but when there's nothing left to do, you just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain, filled with pain? Tell me, what do you give?
Yes,
when you've given your all,
yeah,
seems like you can't make it through. Child, you just stand, when there's nothing left to do, you just stand. Watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. And be sure you're not entangled in that bondage again. You just stand, and then you,
you all just stand.
And it seems like you can't make it through. Child, you just stand. You just stand. Stand. Don't you dare give up through the storm. Stand through the rain. Through the
Hello, and welcome to KingScottRadioTV.com. I'm Pastor Carrie D. Scott. This is our Gospel Explosion. Pastor Carrie Dees Scott from Ministry of Encouragement, Maryland.
I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser,
my.
I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Ministry of Encouragement, Maryland.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better.
Thank you, Lord.
So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Never would have made it.
He saw.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. I sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because I'm free.
His eyes on
the step.
That's the reason
why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason
why I sing.
Come on, say glory.
I'm happy.
Thank you, Jesus. You're the reason
why I sing.
Can we say it again? Someone asked
the question.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering. When we sing our song.
When we sing our song.
At times we may
be crying.
And nothing's even wrong. This is the reason why I sing because.
I sing because.
Oh, I don't know why he does it, but his eyes on.
His eyes on the span.
No, that's the reason why I sing.
That's the reason why.
Glory, hallelujah. I know I can get a witness in here. Glory,
hallelujah.
You're the reason, Jesus.
You're the reason why I
know I'm right about it. I just want to say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
I give the praises to you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason why. And when the song is over, we've all said amen. And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asked you.
And if somebody asked you.
Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
Yes.
Listen. And when we cross that river.
And when we cross that river.
To study war no more.
To study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing our song to Jesus. Yeah.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we adore.
Come on, family,
adore.
Let's take it home. I sing because.
I sing because
I'm happy.
I sing because.
I sing because I'm free.
I don't know why he does it, but his eye.
His eye is on the spare.
That's the reason, yo.
That's the reason why.
If you let me say it one more time, can I say glory?
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why.
Oh, because I love you, Jesus. I want to say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, you're the reason, Lord. You're the reason.
You're the reason why.
Say it again. Glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
I give the praises to you.
I give the praises.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you. You're the reason why I sing.
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 You're my melody at midnight, Jesus.
You're
my song in my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why I sing.
Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
Well, Pastor Scott, it's been a nice explosion. I wanted to ask you just a couple of questions about your ministry of encouragement. Could you tell us a little bit about the church?
Yes, Pastor Scott. Ministry of Encouragement is a ministry that is full of life because everyone realizes that God has been such an awesome life changer for them. We are a ministry that loves to encourage, and we also love to be encouraged. We're a body of believers that loves the Lord, and we are definitely worshipers.
In my conversations with you, you was telling me about one of the members, one of the youth. And from my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, Emma, she got straight A's in school? Is that accurate?
Yes, that is accurate. She just sent a word out to me the other day. She said, Pastor Carey, I just want to let you know that I got my report card and I got straight A's.
Wow. And we have an older member that was on some list. What list was that, Pastor?
What list? She was on the dean's list.
The dean? What?
Yes.
I've been on a couple of lists, but it wasn't the dean. That is amazing. You know, it takes a poor frog that don't praise his own pond. And I'm glad that we're in an environment around people who are trying to get somewhere and trying to do something, all for the glory of Jesus. That is what's magnificent about ministry. Now, my understanding that we have prosperity flying around. I understand that your youngest son just purchased his first home. Is that right?
That is correct.
And yes. Him and his wife, they actually took a photograph signing the documents. Praise God. Praise him.
Praise him.
Their own property. Lord, my. He says, I will give you your heart's desires.
Yes.
Only Jesus. And Pastor, you yourself have done such magnificent work in the community, in your outreach program. We have photographs that you can look at on our website that you can observe her actually doing the work, working in the vineyard. And so many times you have people that want to just do the hoopla, but when it comes down to plucking the grapes, they don't want to get so involved. But not here, not this pastor. And we are proud of you for reaching out, reaching up, and helping people who really need the help. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
Trust in God.
Thank you.
inside. It keeps setting my soul on fire.
Whatever it is,
whatever it is,
whatever it is,
whatever it is, it won't let me. Oh. Makes me want to run on in Jesus' name.
Whatever it is,
whatever it is,
whatever it is,
whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever it is, it won't let me. Oh, my peace. I said it makes me love all my enemies, yes it does.
And it makes me love all my friends. And it won't let me be ashamed to tell the world I've been born again.
Oh, what it is that it makes me do right when I went too wrong.
What is this?
See, when I'm
Well, Pastor Scott, we're going to slow it down and close it out. This has been our gospel explosion. This has been a broadcast with all the trimmings of love and praising God. What would be your closing words for this evening's jazz explosion?
Well, Pastor Scott, I have to say that it's been delightful. The scripture tells us we are to taste and see that the Lord is good. What a good taste. This has been a blessing to be a part of this gospel explosion. See you soon.
King Scott, radio and TV.com.